Party nerds. The party nerds are back and my phone's broken.
Give it up.
My phone is broke, man. This is some bullshit.
Well, I'm so sorry to hear that.
You got so fast.
Okay. Guys.
That's the intro we're going with?
All right. Let's get it together. No. Guys, everybody, welcome back. We are the party nerds. As you can hear by the music, tonight's going to be a very special night because we've been talking about this movie for a while, and we are... I mean, look, I haven't talked to everybody about what they thought about the movie, but I can say I'm super excited to talk about this because that shit was just amazing. We will be talking about Logan tonight, which if you guys saw the movie, then I'm pretty sure most of you guys liked it too. You know,
if you didn't like it, you're an idiot.
Yeah, you're a buffoon. But no, there are people, and we're going to get into that. There's people that actually left comments on our Instagram page that are not happy about it for reasons we'll get into. But before
and as
we,
always, guys, spoilers ahead.
Oh, yeah.
If you, guys over with now.
If you guys are listening, I don't care where you're. I don't want to hear the excuse like, well, I just happened to turn it on and you guys were talking, I don't want it. But then don't listen. Don't go on social media, actually, if you don't want to hear spoilers.
That shit used to crack me up. Like, when Taylor doesn't have a choice.
Taylor's like, yo, what about me?
We're screwing this up for our engineer tonight. He's going to know everything about the movie. So, Taylor,
how do you not know that there are always going to be spoilers?
Yeah. Sorry, that's Taylor. Well, anyway.
We'll just yell earmuffs.
So, we're going to go through the cast real quick. Then we got a lot to talk about. To my left, we got Bravo.
What's up, guys?
Welcome back, brother.
Hey, thanks, man.
Congratulations on the pool reopening. I heard it's looking really good now.
Yeah. Actually, we did a $3 million renovation.
Damn.
It's looking really good. You got to come see it. It's a lot
better. They got more girls in bikinis just like hitting beach balls. Like, hee-hee.
Oh, giggling. As always. Actually, I got to run around as Deadpool during the daytime.
Well, that's you do that all the time, though. That's just your
insanity. I'm dead
serious.
As soon as I came in, the director just looks at me and is just like, oh.
Here he goes again. And next to Bravo, we got Jervis.
What's up, party nerds?
What's going on, Jerv? And by is this the anniversary of Survivor? How many years ago was that show on?
Yeah, man. Starts tomorrow, the new season 34. Game Changers, 17 years.
What?
498 players.
Are we that old?
I still haven't seen
34
it.
Episodes.
In other words, Bravo's telling you he's unimpressed with anything on your resume.
I mean, it don't get better than that. I mean, that's just...
Yeah, my man Jerv owns his own business. Man. As far as I'm concerned, that's what impresses me.
I'm with that too. Burn Cigar Vault and Lounge in Longside, New Jersey.
Yeah, and he so suits. And next to Jervis, we got Aubrey.
Hello.
What's up, Aubrey? How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
You got if you guys didn't see before the show, she was freaking the hell out because she couldn't find her phone.
And instead, it's Devin's phone that has the problem.
It was next to my car.
And all along, it just fell in her shirt. She couldn't find it.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, there he goes again.
Well, wait, that means you're saying that there's a whole lot of room in my shirt. I think that's the opposite of what you actually meant to.
That's not what
you know. You can pull like a hoagie out, like in a rope. Hey, rookie, watch me pull a rabbit out of my boobs.
All right, whatever, shut up.
Oh, Paul Winkle again. All right, next to Aubrey, we got Devin. What's going on, Dev?
Man. I broke my phone today on some, like, this is what I get, dog. Like, it's cold outside, but I wanted a gelati from Rita's.
Hey, we all get in those moments when it's cold.
And then I get out the car, phone lap, shatters my whole joint, man. And now I'm having
you should have gotten a case for me.
Oh, see?
Conversation I never thought I'd hear from Devin. Yeah, man, like, broke my phone because I needed a gelati.
Yeah, that's what happened.
I would have put money on that phrase would never have been said ever before.
Oh, yeah, so once again, I'd like to apologize.
Oh, okay, so wait.
Get it out the way, Dev.
I just
get it out the way now so we can keep it moving.
All right, so. And then we got our gamers. We got AJ and Ed.
What up, people?
How you guys feeling?
I'm just chilling. I'm playing Breath of the Wild right now.
Look at him.
For those that can't see, AJ still is playing his Switch right now. It has not left his
home. He doesn't even care about this podcast. He's gaming
right
now.
You said
it,
not me.
Now, hold on. Now that we got us introduced, go ahead.
So,
ask for your apology.
All,
go for it.
Devin, you got something to say to AJ,
yeah,
right?
Man. I just want to humbly apologize for doubting Logan. At all.
Man, you got to eat more humble pie than that.
Yeah.
Have another slice.
Humble enough.
Listen, I'm an idiot.
But no, and I gotta say too, I was on that bandwagon. I truly thought Logan was going to suck. Reason being, because I've never been fully impressed with X-Men movies. There's been some movies I was like, okay, there were some decent ones, but for the most part, I'm like, Fox, you're going to screw it up again. Even though Deadpool last year gave me a smidgen of hope, I just thought, but then Apocalypse came out, and I'm like, nah, they screwed up again. They haven't learned their lesson. So everyone listening to the show, if you guys saw the movie, personally, I could say it was probably, and I'll even go as far as to say, even with all the Marvel Cinematic Universe movies, one of the most heartfelt superhero movies. This was a movie where, and we're going to get into it, I really feel that the people in this movie deserve some type of award. I mean, we talked about last week how Hollywood tends to shun superhero movies and those big budget films, but this one, if there's ever going to be one, it should be this one.
One of the reviews was actually you'll forget it's a comic book movie.
I was about to say, if you don't like comic books, I think you can watch this as a regular movie and just say, yo, it's dope.
So let me put the thing out there, because right now the numbers, did you guys hear about the numbers? I heard it just like did great.
Number one movie in the world.
Yeah, I heard it just like did great, and I heard people, and to me, what makes a movie a hit is when people go back again. I've already seen it twice, you know what I mean? So let me put it out there. Bravo, what did you think? Because you just saw this fresh in your brain right now.
I thought it was really good. The one thing that I was disappointed with, but I kind of figured it like right when they announced it, was they were saying that they were going to be drawing off of Old Man Logan, and I was like, I highly doubt that. For those that haven't read that comic, that is like a really, it, like, you have to know the entire Marvel universe.
But is it possible to do Old Man Logan without like Hulk and certain characters?
No.
Okay,
that's just it. It's, but they did take some inspiration off the comics, like he was getting adamantium poisoning. Thank you. The time when he was getting adamantium poisoning, that's not from Old Man Logan, it's from a different comic, but there was a time where the adamantium was hindering his healing ability.
Now, did he? Okay, again, if you're listening to this, we're going to spoil the shit. And Taylor, we love you, brother, but we're about to just drop a bombshell.
He doesn't love you that much.
Not that much, man. I really don't even know you like that.
Taylor, I love you.
So does Logan die in Old Man Logan comics?
No.
Okay, so that's the,
like,
big
here's
difference.
The thing. You can't even say that it was similar to like how Civil War was similar to the comics in Civil War. It was a completely different story. And I don't mean like how it was similar to like how the movie I Am Legend.
Mm-hmm.
If you said that was based off of the book I Am Legend, it's a completely different story.
Originally it was supposed to be called Old Man Logan, but maybe that's why they took out Old Man, because they didn't want people too closely related.
I think that's what it is. Like, you know, what Hollywood is getting really good at is they're drawing inspiration from certain comics, but mm-hmm. without sticking to those stories. Like Batman versus Superman, there was a lot of parts that were ripped
trash
off.
Trash heap. Remember the trash heap in Fraggle Rock? Remember that? Y'all remember Fraggle Rock?
Oh my gosh,
yeah,
yes!
That, whenever I think of Batman versus Superman, the trash heap pops up in my brain.
Well, they ripped a lot off of it off of The Dark Knight Returns.
Okay, gotcha.
But you know, that's also Batman, Superman knew each other, had gone on all these adventures, and there's plenty of differences in it, but you can see the similarities, including the bad armor.
So, I mean, so now let me ask you, like, Devin, like, what did this movie do right? Like, what did you dig the movie?
Yeah, no, the movie was completely phenomenal. I thought the movie was dope because I think Wolverine really was Wolverine in the movie. I can't sit back and, I mean, we already know that he's 6 foot tall or whatever in the new movies. I'm not going to keep beating people over the head saying, but he's not short or whatever. All right, I'm over that. As far as the way he acted was ridiculous as Wolverine, and then later on I really got a true Wolverine animal growl.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And that I wanted more. But when he went, I said, oh, like, this is crazy. The blood was dope. I liked the fact that he was even having like problems with his bones where his claw wouldn't come out. Yeah. Like, you know,
wait, is that what was going on there? At first I was like, is he like just cutting himself?
It wouldn't come out all the way.
Yeah, it was like he's really like an old man that's like, my back's working.
Did you notice that it was the opposite claw when he was pulling it out? Like, it was the opposite hand. When he was fighting against the gangbangers, it was his right hand. But when he's in the hotel, it's his left.
Well, maybe he got two bad hands. I just want to give him credit as saying, look, he got two bad hands, man, and that's what it is. But the movie was great for that. I mean, X-23
killed.
Oh, my God.
And didn't have to say a word almost the entire movie. Yeah. Like, just the fact that they kept their mute
throughout almost all the entire movie, except for some parts in the end. I thought that she told an incredible story just by just actions, reactions. It kind of completed her character
it was,
from the movie.
I mean, but you guys are hitting that. Like, there were so many. This wasn't a movie where you could just look at one thing. There was many good. First of all, like, Dylan, this is on a serious note. My grandpa passed away from dementia years ago. And, you know, Patrick Stewart, I was going to say Picard. Patrick Stewart portrayed, like, a person that has Alzheimer's and dementia so well. And just the fact that you're talking about one of the strongest minds, that, like, ever. Like, can you imagine if that mind was unstable? Like, he was literally an unstable.
I forget who mentioned it, but one of the characters mentioned that a degenerative brain disease on the most powerful brain in the world.
And they labeled his mind as a weapon of mass destruction by the government. But that was cool about this movie is because you don't think about this every day. You know, reading comics, watching movies, all this stuff, but superheroes probably get old. You know, they all don't get killed in action. So some probably get older and then, like anybody else, they have shit happen to them.
Right.
And you think about that. Like, they said seven mutants died up in Westchester, and it was because of Professor X. He probably lost his shit up there.
But wait, no, that's actually...
And it was probably the X-Men.
No, well, so...
Exactly.
They were actually... It was written into the script. I just read up on this, that they were supposed to do a flashback scene on what happened, but the producer and director last minute were like, you know what, nah, let's keep that kind of a mystery. Plus, they said if ever they needed to turn that into its own project, like a backstory.
That's just it. That's one of the biggest things from the original story was Old Man Logan. One of the big things why he didn't bring out his claws and why he was aging was because he was grief-stricken because... What happens in Old Man Logan is somebody coordinated all of the villains because they ended up realizing, wait, we outnumber the bad guys like 100-1. So they coordinated all of the bad guys to attack at once. And when they got the calls at the Xavier Mansion, it shows Wolverine like carving through all of these villains and stuff like that. And then while he's like jumping on one of them, they say, Logan, why? And he like starts to freak out and he starts to smell the air and then all of a sudden Mysterio appears, and for those that don't know who that is, Mysterio is the master of illusions,
right?
And he showed that Wolverine actually killed all of the X-Men, including the children.
Now, if they brought that angle in it, that would be dope. Yeah. You know, I mean, I don't know if we're gonna find out what the story was, but I mean, other like aspects. I mean, first of all, that one scene in the and by the way, Taylor, guys, we're gonna be opening the lines tonight 856-457-8660. So if you guys want to call in, let us know what you thought about the movie. You know, give us your opinion because we are reading comments. You know, there was someone the other day that they thought the movie was kind of slow and boring. That this wasn't your typical Fox movie. Do you guys agree? Like, AJ,
I don't know how you could even label it as
Listen,
slow.
This movie was phenomenal. It was easily the best X-Men movie. And just like
I can't disagree with my brother for once.
Zelda.
And he's playing Switch.
That was a commercial. The entire show. Like, I'm not even going to lie.
I can't blame you.
Yeah, but to your point, in terms of like somebody saying, oh, the movie was slow, I couldn't get into its pacing, I think that's just going into it with a typical like superhero movie, kind of like what we described last week. Superhero movies are just kind of those movies where you just shut your mind off of everything.
Right.
But, and I guess those who were trying to go into Logan thought the same exact thing, but if you really sit down and watch it, it's not a typical superhero movie. It's a movie with superhero elements.
Right.
Built
you know
into
what? You're
it.
Right. And what gives me hope actually about this is the simple fact that I feel like Fox finally took fans' advice. They finally did a movie that wasn't all about the special effects and boom, and they put a story to it. You know what I mean? Now, obviously, you know, with Deadpool, they were going in the right direction, like, you know, with, Wade having cancer. Mm-hmm. That was heartfelt. That's the key, guy. I mean, Fox, if I'm talking to you, Fox, that's the key. Make heartfelt movies, stuff where you actually start to care about the characters. Do you guys agree with that?
Well, yeah, and again, it's staying true to the character. Like, you know, my whole gripe with Wolverine in every X-Men movie is that, you know, you're putting your claws into somebody, I don't see blood. You know, I don't see an arm or head pop off or anything like that.
Or electricity.
That too.
It's Aubrey. That's going to be a perfect segue after you're done to talk to Aubrey.
Yeah, we're going to get on that next. But, that was great about this movie. But it sucks because it took 17 years for this to happen, and he's done with the role. Like, imagine if this happened from the first movie out.
But will money talk? Like, he says he's done. I mean, but this movie, like,
he said if Marvel gets it back, he'll come back.
That's what he said?
But Marvel ain't getting it back.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Mark Hamill said that he wasn't going to reprise the Joker. How many times has he reprised the Joker?
And
Michael Jordan, how many times did he retire from the NBA?
Yeah, maybe he'll see that how bad people want him now. Like we all, they already was wanting him, but now they're looking at it like, bro, this is a serious movie. This is a serious Wolverine. We'll forgive all the other X-Men, and we want this.
But this is how you go out on top.
Do you even want to put this movie in the same universe as the Apocalypse movie? Remember when he was...
Hell no.
Yeah, when he came out with the contraption on his head, it's just like, yo, like, this is leaps.
Well, that's just it. The only part that we know for sure happened in that same universe was New York.
Right.
Was the very first X-Men movie.
Okay.
That's the only one that we can say was actually true. It happened because they drew back on it. But they said that plenty of the other stories weren't true and that they were, you know, just bastardizations. And he's like, oh, maybe half of this stuff happened, but not the way that they
say. Yeah, I'm looking at those movies as movie star and Hugh Jackman, and this is Wolverine. Like, all of those movies were really
just all the other movies were just cosplay.
Yeah, right. The comic books and the other movies were fake.
That's the great thing about it. Timelines. It's a timeline, so it's a bad timeline. You gotta think about it anymore. Just the timeline you want.
But see, now, so with this movie, assuming that the numbers keep doing really good, and it's gonna, is this gonna change how Fox, and I would hope, because it seems like it are gonna do their future movies, or are they gonna go right back to the cheesy, not thinking about it?
Time will tell.
Aubrey wants to say, Aubrey.
Yes, I would like to say something. Some of us like that cheese, so to speak. Some of us like the PG-13.
And there are some people that think the earth is flat.
Oh. Once again, they're right. Once again, everybody, Bravo and I are fighting tonight. Yeah.
But, you know, that may be Fox's niche to do R-rated movies. You know, you could still have your PG-13s with, you know, other movies that'll be out there. It could be Marvel. It could be other movies but, you know, that might be Fox's. You got Deadpool and now you got Logan, and they're two hits because... Not because they're R-rated. I mean, they're great scripts. It's great acting and all those other things that you need to make a great movie. But that R rating, I think, does a lot because you can actually do more and be truer to these characters.
And let's be honest, who are going to be the biggest fans of it?
Right. The fans.
Yeah.
Right. And you know what? And we can say yes, it's because the movies are good because they're R-rated. I'm honestly, because Deadpool and Logan were two separate type of movies. They both had serious moments, but they were both so well written. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the bottom line. It's just like someone actually wrote a story. Whereas if you didn't know, because my mom saw Deadpool, she never really knew what Deadpool was about. She loved the movie. Yeah. That was the thing. Like, whereas if you were to watch the X-Men Apocalypse, you would have been like, what
and
the
hell
is going on? That was terrible.
I think it should have to do with who the character is. Like, if somebody told me, oh, the next Captain America movie is going to be R-rated, I would be like, why? Like,
yeah.
Why does this need to be R-rated?
Problem that I'm having with it right now is I couldn't wait for X-Men to go back to Marvel, right? But would a Wolverine that was like this Wolverine even fit in the Marvel universe? Because if you
we'll see with Black Panther.
Wait.
There's no way that he's going to be cutting people to pieces the way Wolverine was in this movie.
No, you're right.
I do not see that being in the same universe as the new Spider-Man, Ant-Man. How that Wolverine? Now that I'm thinking about it, it's like, damn, maybe I was wrong. What if Wolverine? What if it's a blessing? Somehow that Wolverine never went back to Marvel because, yeah, he might look right. They might have all them other things right, but then he can't stab people in the forehead.
But wait a second. How would they, if they made another movie with Wolverine, I mean, spoiler's already been out there. Like, Wolverine is dead and Professor X is dead. So I'm thinking if they did another movie, I mean, Patrick Stewart and Hugh Jackman both said that they're done with these roles.
Well, that was also in 2026 this movie took place.
Right.
Right.
But no.
So they could do a lot of stories before. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
No, I understand that. But the fact that the two of them are both, it's more about the two of them are both saying that this was their last time playing this role.
Right.
I don't know. I just kind of wondering, like, what would they do with them?
Oh, no. Well, they could do a lot.
Yeah. Right. Like, while
we see those actors as iconic and everything like that, they can be replaced.
No.
Really? Yes,
no.
Really?
Yeah. No. No, absolutely.
Really? You don't think so? How many times has Batman been reprised? Yeah. How many times has Superman been reprised? You wouldn't have Henry Cavill if they had that mentality.
Han Solo is getting reprised.
Why
didn't
I play that card, brother?
You wouldn't have Michael Fassbender if they had that mentality.
Stop it. Yeah.
But people, like, people would really go nuts for a Deadpool Wolverine movie.
Agreed.
I mean, it would be a blockbuster phenomenon.
But wait, now, when we saw the movie, remember when they first showed Ryan Reynolds? Didn't you for a quick second think, wait, like, this is Logan?
Right, me too.
And that would have been the dopest. Well, to me, I think that was part of the joke, because before that, they had the whole, you know, 20th Century Fox. They were like, okay, the movie's starting. Then you see Ryan Reynolds in the street. So I think once the trailer got leaked the next day, the joke was over. Right, you had to be there on the Thursday night or whatever, and when you saw it, you'd be like, oh, you got me. All right, this is actually the trailer.
Yeah, because I thought Deadpool that was 2. The beginning of the movie. I thought Deadpool was in it. I was like, holy shit, Deadpool.
I know, but then I saw the Logan poster in the background, and I was like, all
right. Yeah, exactly.
Really quickly, so I'm on our Instagram account right now, and everybody except for Jay Sparky Steele is saying that absolutely yes, this is the best X-Men movie. Jay Sparky Steele said that Days of Future Past is still my favorite, but Logan is definitely a high second. I'm actually with him or her. I'm sorry, I don't know if you're him or her.
Maybe he's a hermaphrodite.
The well, that's the thing, is I can respect that opinion. Just like,
is that a boy or a girl?
I just don't understand when people are saying shit like, oh, it was slow. I don't know. I felt that was a very fast-paced movie. Like, except for, like, yeah, it had its parts where, okay, they're running and everything like that, but how many people got murdered? How many people got stabbed in the face? How many people got ripped apart? How often were they running away from guns?
By the way, the very beginning when they were jacking the hubcaps and stuff, it's like
Logan was really good.
He was trying to play it cool. He's like, guys, look, I don't want to do this. You know what I mean? But they were just like, I love that. Like, to me, it came out with a bang. It's
don't
just
make
like,
me
all right, this
you.
Is Wolverine. Like, you put him in berserker mode. You know what I mean? I thought this movie was phenomenal. And actually, Taylor, do we got a? Okay. Yep. So guys, listen, if you want to call in, give us your opinion. 856-457-8660. So let me. I'm going to be real specific about. A question to you guys. Taylor, do we got a call? Caller, you on the line?
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's up, man?
What's going on, man? Who's this?
This is Casey Mutati. What's up, Darnell?
Oh! It's Mojo Raleigh's brother. Up, give it up.
What up, brother?
what is
hey,
up?
Yo, what's up, everybody?
How you feeling, Doing good, man. So
I'm
look.
I'm feeling good.
Man, look, you just like your brother. You always hype. You stay hype.
Yeah, if he's the king, I got to at least be a prince or something.
Right. Aww. He's like, you know, you're still in the kingdom, man. So, look, man, you know, we talk a lot about these movies. What was your opinion about Logan? Like, what did you think about the movie?
So, all right. First of all, I just want to get it out there that I loved it. I thought it was I thought they kind of built the foundation for the R-rated movie with Deadpool. Like, they kind of paved the way a little bit, but they didn't go all the way with it.
Right.
Logan, I felt like they were there, you know, like it was hardcore. From that, like, opening scene, he's, like, cutting guys' arms off, you know, exactly what you would expect him to do in a brawl.
Right.
I was a little confused by it, though, because, like, you know, with the whole timeline thing, I kind of thought that, like, you know, when they go into the future, Logan was kind of always there, like still fighting crime.
Ah, that Bravo.
So, like, I was a little confused.
Bravo, that's a good point. He's talking about the timeline, the cohesiveness between, and what you're saying, like, because Wolverine, like, normally doesn't die. You're saying he, like, in, like, the Ultron storyline and stuff, he stays alive. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. So that kind of confused me a little bit.
Well,
like, I almost felt like this storyline, isn't it supposed to be like in an alternate universe or something? And they didn't really like explain that.
Well, yeah, they actually did when he started talking about the comics, and he said like, oh, maybe half of this stuff happened the way that it did. That's just it.
Oh,
they addressed that this movie, all of what we know about this could have been completely fabricated. We could have seen this as a movie in his universe.
Ah, okay. I didn't think about it.
That's why they showed the comics and everything like that.
Yeah.
They were showing, like,
real.
Listen, that what you guys know about the X-Men isn't what it really is. Imagine if Wolverine was in our real life. Like, of course there would be movies about him and the X-Men and all that other stuff. But how much of that would be exactly true. Right. Just so like when you see like a Steve Jobs movie or something like that, you're like, oh, wow, Ashton Kutcher did such a good job. Wow, I really like Steve Jobs. And then it's like, hey, you knew Steve Jobs. Did you like him? No, he was a complete and utter fucking asshole. Yeah.
So it's almost like saying like most of the movies like X2 or First Class, like they could have been alternate tellings in
Exactly. Like they literally could have been movies in his world.
Okay.
So Casey, like, so what was it, like what part of the movie did you love the most? I know everybody got their favorite parts. What part did you love?
All right. My favorite part, hands down, and it might be my favorite part of any superhero movie I've ever seen, period, was the scene when he's in the car with his daughter after coming out of the doctor's office or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And she just started talking.
Cussing him out in Spanish. Yo, how much were we dying when she just clocked him in the face?
Yes, that was great. Oh, my God, that was so... Don't was hit me!
Yo, I mean, that's your daughter,
but
dude.
I thought they took it to a whole nother level when, which just fucking killed me when she wouldn't stop talking to him, and then he just goes, "Shut the fuck up!"
That was great, man. Yo, that was insane. Guys, give it up for Casey.
Yo,
Casey,
thank you.
Casey, look, one of these days when you're in town, man, we got to get you in the studio, man. You got to hype this place up for us.
Oh, yeah, I'm in, baby. I'm in. Be ready to party when I come through. Yo, you guys are awesome. Keep killing it. I love the show, man, for sure.
Thank you, Casey.
We appreciate it, man.
All right, guys.
Take care of yourself.
More people need to be like Casey.
Right? Then more people need to love us. Taylor, we got another call? Okay, caller, are you
on?
Hey, caller, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, yo? It's Carl from the Codex Prime podcast again, yo.
What's going on, brother?
Hey.
What is up, man? How you feeling?
No, I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. How's everybody over there?
Hey, look, we talking about Logan, man. So what, I'm sure you saw the movie because you nerded out just like us. What was your opinion about the movie?
I thought the movie was dope. It's probably the best X-Men film to come out. I would probably put Days of Future Past as my second, and tied with Deadpool if you want to count Deadpool as X-Men film.
So you don't think the last Fantastic Four was better than that?
No, that's disrespect. I'm a Fantastic Four fan, and that's just disrespectful.
That was. He hangs up the phone. I'm done with this call. So, I mean, what was it about this movie that you dug? Like, what elements of it made this stand out?
More story instead of just like you guys said earlier, more just all about, special effects, boom, bow, and all the explosions and everything. It's actually much more of a heartfelt story. And then what I really like about it the most is with Logan passing away at the end, it actually opened the door to a new generation of X-Men that can form into a new, line
new
of movies or TV shows or whatever they can go with that. It's like a big open door now to where anything's possible with those group of kids.
I like that they also paid homage that, Logan dies at the end to show you, listen, the hero doesn't always
win
and survive. Right. Things aren't always perfect at the end. Bad things happen, but you have to keep carrying on.
True, true.
Which is true. I think Logan went out like a G, though. He went out fighting.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you guys a question. And even you, did you guys think that the Logan clone was supposed to be Dakin? Dakin? How do you say his name?
No,
I don't think it is.
No. It's 24.
Dakin has different claws.
Yeah.
Okay. So Dakin's another clone, though, right?
No, Dakin's his actual son.
Oh, okay. All right, because I'm not sure.
Wolverine's had
stuff.
Many kids all over the world being 100 plus years old. So
gotcha. Okay. All right.
Dakin became very popular because of two things. One, well, three things. One, he was completely psychotic. He was a mercenary, an assassin. He was completely psychotic. Two, one of the things, I was going to say, he was bisexual, and that's one of the things that actually made him really, really popular. Is people are like, what? Mm-hmm. What? Wolverine's son is bi? He was unabashfully bi. To the point where, if you saw, even just any, couple that you've known for years behaving that way, you're like, all right, that's a little much, bro. And then the third thing was that he was trying to actively kill Wolverine.
Okay. Okay. Right. And so now, and just to wrap it up, so you would say now, what do you think this means for future Fox movies? Do you think now that they've kind of learned their lesson, are they going to make more movies with better stories and series, or are they going to go right back to give us another X-Men Apocalypse or First Class?
Or Backdoor Sluts.
I mean, I would hope they continue listening to the fans, because I remember like the fans pretty much petitioning, saying like, okay, we need a rated R Wolverine film. Yeah, I mean, they saw it work for Deadpool, and now they're saying that it's working for this one. Maybe the suits at 20th Century Fox could say, okay, wow, the fans actually know
right
what they're talking about. And then this can actually lead to more. It can lead to, like, you know, an X-23 spinoff, and like I was saying earlier, a whole new generation. But it's just that, you know, they can get the right people behind it. And actually, it's actually like what I saw from Logan, seeing that if it's Hugh Jackman's last movie, it's a passion project, just like how Deadpool was.
Right.
You can actually just like tell, like with the way that it was written and portrayed, you know, and
they put everything into that movie. They put it all into that movie, man. And I agree with you 100%.
Exactly.
Yo, real quick, shout out your social media. You have a podcast too, so shout out your information so people can check you out, man. Because he has a really good show as well.
We're all over the place. Codex Prime Podcast, CODEX Prime Podcast. We're on Instagram, iTunes, SoundCloud, Twitter, Facebook. We're everywhere. Twitch even. So we're gonna be getting a lot of stuff going on with that.
Dope.
And YouTube. Just search us on YouTube, and you can find us there.
All right, sounds good, man. Yeah, guys, man. Give it up.
Thank you
for calling in. And so you know what? Something I want to take care of yourself, man. What's up, Jerv? There's something that we touched on last week. Bravo, a couple of you guys weren't here, but this was a pretty interesting topic. We were talking about the Academy Awards kind of shunning superhero movies. Now, I wanted to bring you guys in on it because this got heated, you know, and AJ and Diesel were going at it. It was just like Street Fighter up in here. But do you think at some point, because like this, we said with the Academy Awards, Suicide Squad was the only superhero movie that won anything. It was for Best Hair, and they even think that they
what?
Robbed they robbed Star Trek because
oh no they definitely robbed Star
what?
Trek
that's
some shit. So I mean so the whole point is like Hollywood has this way of looking at superhero
didn't,
movies like
hold on, Suicide Squad won best makeup.
It was like styling and all it was hair, dude.
It wasn't makeup. It was hair.
Oh, I thought it was all of that shit.
Nope.
Ed, you're my fact checker.
I will fact check it while you guys.
I think it was makeup.
We got the Oracle right here.
It is makeup. Yep.
Thank you.
It was makeup.
Come on, man. Okay. Stop giving out wrong facts.
Wait. Best makeup and hair styling.
Listen, it was makeup everything what I said. Listen to the black man.
Right.
No, I'm right.
we got to just kill
and
y'all.
And Joker had
along.
A dope-ass jacket.
But most importantly,
that's
was
not
right.
part of the category. Right.
But so here's the point.
How the hell did they win that? So I just cursed on there.
But here's my point. Would you be upset if this time next year, Logan isn't really up for anything?
What would it need to be up for? What do you think? That it would depend
best supporting
on
supporting actor.
Be.
I mean, like, think about
okay, you don't have to get offended. I'm just saying.
I mean, he might.
Jarnell's face was
but
listen, it depends on the rest of the lineup of the movies. Like,
if
it gets beat out by, like, you know, something dumb, then yeah, obviously I'd be fucking furious. But if it gets beat out and it doesn't get nominated because we have an exceptional lineup of movies.
But here's the thing, that what is exceptional to you? In other words, this was another point last week. What people pay to see in this country and throughout the world are those movies, superhero movies. They make more than those smaller budget Ritz Theater movies, which are great movies, but in the end, Hollywood has this way of looking at, oh, the acting.
But just
superb.
Because something's popular doesn't mean it's correct. It doesn't mean it's right.
But
you're looking, like, listen, I'm all for the argument. I agree, like, listen, there are plenty of superhero movies that are out there that should get awards and stuff like that, but just based off of, oh, well, it makes a lot of money. McDonald's makes a lot of money. Budweiser makes a lot of money. Doesn't mean that they're good.
But even still, though, like, I mean, but you're looking at it from the fact, oh, I want serious acting. I want tears and stuff like that. If you look at Logan, I'm looking in the future. Like, the way Hugh Jackman put so much into this character, Patrick Stewart put so much into this character, they deserve some type of nod.
But did that happen with the other movies is what I'm saying.
But the other movies didn't have this kind of, like, storytelling.
They weren't this
right. No. I'm not saying Logan doesn't deserve it. But Darnell's whole point is that comic book movies get shit on because they're comic book movies. And I'm not disagreeing with that.
Did the other ones ever have the actual stuff?
But did they have that worth it that they should have won?
Right.
Again, here's a perfect... Have any of the X-Men movies had this, what this movie has, Logan?
Exactly.
No.
No.
Days of Future Past, maybe James McAvoy, because he was amazing. And man.
Days of Future Past is still the third best one.
You think?
First Class is that work.
Yeah, First Class is
I really feel like even though I could see the perfection in this Wolverine, I can't see myself watching it more times than I watched that other one. First Class, I watched so many times.
But you can even just compare the actors.
Come on, man. Stop that shit, Devin!
First Class is a phenomenal
It's a good movie. It's not phenomenal.
Why do you think First Class is the best X-Men movie? Because a lot of people say it's like good, maybe top three or four, but I don't know too many people who say it's the best.
I agree with Devin.
So I'm just curious.
I agree with Devin. It has more of a feeling for me when I see how Magneto... Like, when I watch Magneto go through what he's going through with the Hellfire Club, I believe his vengeance. Seeing him travel to South America looking for these people that did what they did, the amount of power, the way he took that coin and pushed it through my man's brain. Like that was some Wolverine type shit. It's like, dog, I'm going to push this coin through your brain. Right. Watching where he got his helmet from. Right. The fact that dude wore that helmet and he took it from him, it's way more...
The Sentinel control, how he put the stadium around the White House and was like, yeah, so I'm going to make sure everybody knows about us. Get all the cameras on me.
No, I mean, don't get...
It was really, like, so epic, and the fact that they put it in that time period and they pulled it off so well, it was just dope.
Emma but that's Frost just it is cut an ice cube off an iceberg and put it in the glass for my man. Come on, dog.
No, I mean,
listen, man, you picking out now. You picking out, party. Listen.
But that's just it.
Now you picking out. Dumb
going back to our original discussion, were any of the superhero movies worth those nominations?
Well, and this is something we brought up last week too. Just like before hip hop rap existed, there wasn't a rap category in the Grammys. Think about it; like it just didn't exist because it wasn't considered a form of music. So what we were talking about is maybe, and again, I'm talking about what the country wants to see. Like we want to see that action stuff like that. So you need to acknowledge it in some way. I feel like you need to somehow be like, look, I don't know if you're going to create a new category or something like that, but these are the movies people are paying to see. Yes, there's great actors for serious films. Yes, there's cinematography. There's all this stuff, but they need to. I'm just saying that next year, Aubrey.
No, finish your sentence.
No. So they really need to include Logan and some of these superhero movies in these in the Oscars awards because that's what we want, you know. And that's just my opinion, but I do hear your point, Bravo. You're just saying like, you know, these smaller movies and stuff like that. They're just more centered toward their categories. But
well, not even that. Just like you're talking about a role of like best performing actor, or best supporting actress. Like, listen, I agree that in this movie. That little girl should probably at least be nominated for it. But if you look at, like, let's take Iron Man, for example. Do you believe that Robert Downey Jr. deserved best actor in a lead role? He did a great job acting, but you know what? That wasn't enough range of emotions. It wasn't enough different abilities to showcase that acting. It wouldn't have been worth that nomination. Mm. That's what I'm talking about. Okay. Is if... Do they at least deserve to be have acknowledgement about that stuff? Absolutely. Right. But are they going to be like, oh, best story or best?
Now Watchmen deserves something.
Yeah.
Right. Well, did Watchmen
deserve best visuals?
Yeah. Watchmen is phenomenal.
Right. And don't get it wrong. Like they did like the fantasy movies like Lord of the Rings, Return of the King won a lot of awards that year, you know, but I think part of that was because the movies before didn't win. So the Academy was like, you know what, let's give this movie awards for once. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I think Return of the King was a far better movie than the other two.
The first one was the greatest. Fellowship
of
the
Ring. I think Return of the King was best.
I loved them all.
So let me just read a completely on the other side of the spectrum response here from Tripoth saying, sorry, but it was boring. Not lack of action kind of boring. And yes, I watch festival movies and art pieces. This one had some good moments and seeing the old versions of Logan and Charles was cool, but it was boring as F.
I feel like that person
actually
would
spelled
be...
it out. Or she. I'm sorry. I don't know if it's a dude or a girl, guys. But, you know,
why would you just say
it is what
they?
It is.
This person.
Whatever. Why Shut up. I'm not done yet. Father-daughter symbolism was a cliche and scenes were dragged. It's the second best X-Men movie after Days of Future Past, but that's merely because there was almost no good X-Men movies.
Wow.
Shots.
That was a
sad
one.
That was a very strong opinion.
They aren't wrong on that.
Exactly.
They aren't wrong on that.
Listen, but this is the thing. When you say that, I understand. I rag on the X-Men movies, but let's travel back to 2000, 2001. When you saw X-Men, you did not leave the theater singing that was shit. You left the theater happy that you saw.
But that's the thing.
Because you never saw the X-Men before.
Again, going with all of the award stuff. Did you like it because it's the X-Men and because you've been waiting for an X-Men movie? Or was it a legitimate, good, quality
movie? No. I understand that. But that person talking about what they talking about, man, they tripping. They going too far. And look, Days of Future Past was fire. It was real fire. Yes. I was happy when I left. It had real time travel issues with me. And I just can't let it pass, bro. Like, the time travel didn't make sense.
Yeah,
it did not. It didn't make any sense.
I'm talking to my younger self. Wouldn't you remember the conversation?
It's stupid.
But it was so good.
Even when he came back to the future, and it's like, you would not be happy. Like, if Bravo walks up to me now and he's like, Dev, I'm back. It's not the Bravo that you've been hanging out with for the last, you know, 3 years. It's the Bravo from... From like 30 years ago or whatever.
You wouldn't know because I also don't age. No.
Yeah, it's like he was happy that the consciousness was replaced. And it's like, welcome back. And it's like, no, you would miss the other person you were hanging with. It was fucking dumb. You know what I'm saying? It made no sense. It was fucking dumb. And then when I bought that extra DVD, well, I didn't buy a DVD. I downloaded it. The Rogue Cut. The dumbest shit in the world. No. Oh, you know what? This girl can't keep pushing them back in time. Let's find someone who can use the same powers. Let's get Rogue. Yeah. Where's Rogue at? I think she's kidnapped somewhere. Let's just go there and pick her up. Yo. They went and got Rogue like it was like, why they left Rogue all that time?
That's like DC.
Yo, we need her. We might as well break her out now. We've been pushing her off for the last few months.
And the fact that they never gave Rogue her powers, that was the biggest mistake probably in X-Men
history. First of all, the girl who plays Rogue, she is not the Rogue of the comics. She wasn't even spicy. Like, Rogue is spicy.
I would have forgave that if they gave her powers. They needed her to kill a random person with flight and strength so that she could fly around and do shit.
Well, that's just it, though. And how she gets those permanent abilities is because she drains Ms. Marvel like on a dramatic level.
Right. Wow. But they can't use her, so they should have just picked a random person for her to take it from.
Don't you feel, though, like in order to do that plot line, that itself would need its own movie?
Wait, so
you know what? It really would to do it the right way.
Yeah.
But in this case, if I had to pick just a reason for it to happen, I don't give a fuck if it's a flashback.
I was going
to
say, they could have done it. They could have just alluded to it, like her being like all shaky and being like, oh, you should really forgive yourself about what you did.
Right, just give her the
that actually
power.
All right,
she don't have no reason. She don't do nothing.
So you guys are all
except
watching Legion. Are you guys watching Legion?
No, I'm not yet.
Behind.
Okay, so well, the one girl on there pretty much has Rogue kind of like powers.
Okay,
where if she touches you, you know, she actually pretty much she switches bodies.
Oh, that's all she does. That's all she does. She switches bodies.
She's Captain Ginyu.
pretty much, you know, but the way they're approaching that character to me is kind of roguelike, even though the powers aren't identical, you know what I mean? I just still feel that's the point that the movies missed with the whole world. You had such a good character you could have built on. I just don't think they did, you know what I mean? So, I mean, ultimately, so now let's look ahead because Aubrey put this list of movies coming up. So now, first of all, you guys all saw Get Out, right?
No.
Yes.
Not yet.
All right.
Not yet. I want
you. Yo.
Respect.
I just keep hearing
that
disturbing.
Oh, my.
Yeah, same. God.
When that trailer first hit, I wanted to see it so bad.
Hold on.
I would be okay.
Nobody.
PG-13, I'd be okay.
Up until the last 15 minutes, you'd be okay.
The last 15 minutes.
Don't.
Listen, can somebody that's white.
Thank you.
Call in, please. Listen, I want to watch a whole documentary on what white people think of this movie.
No, I would everybody be so, loves it.
It would I be don't, the, no, no, not whether you love it. I want to know if you get the movie, if you understand the things that that man is saying in that movie. That movie, I told my own girlfriend, who's a young Puerto Rican woman, there's no way that you can fully understand this movie unless this unless you are a black male.
But
not even a black
see,
woman.
But wait.
See,
no,
I don't know because I haven't seen the movie. But when I saw the trailer, I'm pretty sure the keys were all right there.
I agree partially, but I think it played on both stereotypes. Like, I think the movie was so smart, it got into how white people perceive black people and how black people perceive white people.
But the conversation.
Realistically or stereotypically?
No.
Meaning, when I watched that movie, it was like, oh my God, every conversation that this guy has to have with these people is the same conversation that I have to have, that he has to have. It's a pattern.
It's crazy.
It's like, this is just a known thing, and black people will talk to each other about it. If we were talking about boxing and having a discussion, a white dude randomly is going to say, what do you think about MMA? Right? And it's a way that this conversation goes that goes all the way to the part where you start telling him,
right,
with your genetic, you know, who you are. I don't want to ruin it.
And to everyone listening, you know, we're talking about Get Out now, so we kind of slightly strayed from the nerd. But know what? I brought that up to say, and we should go ahead, finish your point.
I'm just saying. I would like to know how people feel about that because I can only see the movie from our quote-unquote perspective.
Right.
I know when the movie was over, the theater was quiet as fuck.
It was
like I'm talking about dead quiet, everybody
staring at the young,
kind of waiting, and it wasn't until
they're all like just looking at each other.
And it wasn't until everybody like start going outside that I start hearing each person having their conversations because it was almost like I'm not trying to offend nobody or say anything that I'm not trying to be like, that's just how it be. Like, you can't just.
I was at the Hood Theater, so it was loud. That motherfucker.
So like, yeah, that's real shit.
Yo, run! Hit the motherfucker in the head!
Yo. Well, you know what? So far, I brought that up to say, so far, 2017, I'm thoroughly impressed with what I've seen. Now, we got a couple movies. Like, this is the next couple months, we got a couple good ones coming out. We got
Power Rangers.
Oh, Power Rangers! I'm excited to see it. What do you think? Like, I don't know what I think about the trailers now.
I feel like it's going to be very okay. It's not going to be terrible. If you watched it as a kid, you're going to enjoy it.
I think it's going to be like the first X-Men movie. Because you're going to be hyped up for it. You're going to like it because of what it is. But like, if you looked at it separately as like, oh, this, how was it as a movie itself? It's like, it was okay. Nah, but when you watch it, you're going to be like, yo, man, the Power Rangers.
But I hate to say it. I have a gut feeling it could be a disappointment.
I think it's going to be trash. And I'll apologize again if it's not. But I think the movie is going to be hot garbage. And I can't wait to go see it, though, because I want to be proven wrong, because that's the better. That's what that would be better for me. But I think that movie is going to be trash.
I'm not going to defend that statement. Like, I'm not going to defend the movie. Like,
I think it's going to be good, just because that when you go back and watch the old Power Rangers and stuff, to see an updated version of that, I think is what people are going to be into.
Right.
You know, the costumes and
all that. So you have to have kind of a history of that to appreciate the movie when it comes out.
Well, that's with everything. I think the people making comments about how Logan was slow, I'm assuming that you don't know. You didn't read Old Man Logan. You didn't read a lot of the X-Men comics. You didn't read a lot of the Wolverine comics. You don't know a lot about the character, maybe.
Right.
You could, but I'm assuming you don't, because if you do, it's not slow.
Right.
You get why everything is going on. You get why it's slow at these points, because it has to be slow. It's telling the story.
Right.
Like, and it's deep. Like, Xander Rice poisoned the food supply, to not have people have mutants born anymore.
Wow.
So he can make them and weaponize them. Like, that's deep shit.
And this
is why Logan's fucked up, because he's eating and drinking the water and the food,
and
it's messing with his neurotech.
So much of everything that's going on, it was just showing, like, listen,
we don't need to throw it in your face for you to understand it. There was so much stuff that was just little subtle things in the...
Nothing was spoon-fed.
Wait. Yes. Right. And by the way, guys, people are writing about, and they're on our chat, they're talking about how they think that the Power Ranger looked like Iron Man suits, and everyone's agreeing with us. They think it's going to be very overhyped, you know? But the thing is, movies like that, I have to go into it low expectations, so I'm not really disappointed, you know? Yeah. Take it for entertainment's sake, you know what I mean? But ultimately, I can't say with that. So, all right, so we talked about that. What about Kong Skull Island? What do you guys think
about
that?
Actually, looked really good.
Yeah. I thought it looked great.
Good. I don't want no parts of that.
Yeah. What?
That's straight red box action, dog. I will not. You know what that movie is? You know, God forgive me, and my girl forgive me, because, you know, I'm with you
now. Oh, my God.
And I don't do none of this type of stuff.
No.
This is that. What that movie is, that's a movie that you rent from Redbox because you're trying to make it boring so you could get the butt fast. I'll give y'all some suggestions. No Country for Old Men. It's a dope movie, but it's just slow enough that you'll be getting butt in 20 minutes. I promise you. Man. No Country for Old Men is a perfect one. You can use Watchmen like that too. If she's not in the comics, you'll get the butt. That movie is a movie that watches you butt naked.
But see, a movie like that though, with the big monsters, I think I kind of want to see on the big screen though, even if it's not great, just because it's large and light.
I'll watch that on this new iPhone 7 Plus that I got because my phone broke.
See, Loki is in it, and that might be the only reason.
Pause. Wait a minute. So you are upset that your phone broke despite the fact that you already had a new phone?
No, I just got a phone to replace
a phone.
I had no choice. This doesn't work.
No, but you were freaking out at the beginning of the show. We're like, oh my goodness.
Oh no, because this phone wasn't updated. All my stuff was in here.
I was very confused. I was like, yo.
He's literally just carrying around the other phone.
Just to make yourself angry.
Just a carcass.
And by the way, with Kong Island, you also got Brie Larson, who's going to be Captain Marvel in it too. So technically.
And Nick Fury, Sam Jackson.
And Nick Fury, wow.
It's an Avenger Fest.
It is pretty much going to be.
I just think killing a big monkey sucks.
He's not going to get killed. Just
I'm fighting a big a big monkey is butt.
They're not going to be fighting him. They're going along with him.
Have you seen the trailer yet?
Fighting next to a big monkey is trash. Big monkeys are trash. You might as well make Donkey Kong the movie with a dude climbing a bunch of ladders and the barrels.
Well,
you know they're making a Rampage movie of the video game?
Yeah.
And The Rock is in it?
He's producing it.
No, and guess what? The Rock makes some really shitty movies.
He's not wrong.
He makes some really, like, but they're movies that are almost like, like the company should be called Redbox Ready. They're Redbox movies. You think somebody really would take Baywatch seriously? Baywatch is a movie you rent to get butt.
Darnell, what else is on the list?
All right. So,
Redbox and chill.
And then, I mean, we're going to be doing other podcasts, get more into this, but like the Guardians of the Galaxy, the release date for that is May the 5th. Now, and see, that movie scares me because I want it to be so good.
And
it's already getting great praise. Like, you know, I just hope it lives up to their expectations, you know. So what are you guys, looking forward to that?
Jeff, of course. So I just don't understand why they made Ego a person, though.
No, he's going to turn into the planet.
He's the planet. Right. He's the planet in the movie, but
he's got to get there first.
He's got to talk to his son.
Okay, so did any of you see the trailer where it just completely spoiled the entire movie?
The newest
For which one?
Guardians.
The one where they finally show Ego.
Yeah.
Jeff Bridges playing his Ego. Now, granted, we all had the speculation. We were pretty sure of it. We were like, oh, yeah, we're going to be it. But to have it just in the trailer, it's like, who are you? Oh, I'm your father. It was like, motherfucker. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Maybe that's just a testament to how good it is that they said, man, we could give them this and this shit.
That's the thing.
Listen, I think Guardians of the Galaxy is going to be amazing. It was just the one thing that I really wish that they would step away from with these superhero movies is what Batman versus Superman did. You guys excited? Look at all these cool scenes. And that's
quick question. Quick question. What's Guardians of the Galaxy 2 about?
Can't tell you.
Right! Yo!
You know what?
Bravo's got an answer for everything, so that was very obvious. I'm so impressed with
this timing. That's the thing is, originally I thought it was going to be them versing Ego, the planet. And then, like, when people are like, oh no, Jeff Bridges is playing Ego, and Ego's going to be his father.
Kurt Russell.
It was like, what? Kurt Russell, that's what I mean.
Like, I know a lot of individual scenes, but I have no idea how it pieces together. I have no idea what the character arc is going to be about. I have no idea what the threat they're actually facing is trying to do. Yeah. Like, they might be showing us a good bit. Maybe they shouldn't have shown us the father, but, like, at the same time...
Well, the threat, like, the main villain is in there. If you know about it, it's not... Ego's just a part of it. That's all it is. And you knew that was going to happen from the first one. You knew his dad was going to show up.
Oh, yeah.
And all that stuff.
Well, you know what I actually like about this? They are kind of going to the comic, because did you know Yondu was actually the first actual guardian out of the whole crew in the comic? So they're making, because when he first came out as a bad guy, anti-hero kind of, sort of, but now he's actually going to be a full-blown guardian, which I think is cool, you know what I mean? So I'm looking forward to this. I mean, and again, just kind of wrapping up the whole Logan talk thing, I think that finally Fox is going in the right direction. I think for their future projects, I really think that they should think about stories. I think they shouldn't worry about, Magneto lifting up a football field, which is cool if you got a good story around it, but if you're just going to do it just to do it, then,
But that was the thing about Logan, too. There was no, crazy villain to fight, like an Apocalypse and things like that. You know what I mean?
I like to find that as a crazy fight either, though.
Aubrey, what were you going to say?
Yeah, so the last thing I just wanted to say about Logan is the fact that Daphne Keene, I give her so much credit for being this, I don't even know if she turned 12 yet, but she freaking held her own with Patrick Stewart and Hugh Jackman, I thought, from start to finish. That is no easy feat.
We haven't really we could do a whole another podcast on, like, breaking down the movie. Like, first of all, that was one of my favorite scenes, was in the casino, seeing how strong Xavier's powers were. Everyone was just immobilized.
They're crazy.
That was great. And then
people were dead and they were still there.
And the guy saw Logan about to stab him.
He couldn't do nothing about it.
Shit.
That's crazy.
That scene was epic. I thought that was one of the greatest scenes.
There were plenty of parts where I could call. I was like, he's going to take the medicine or stuff like that. Or, they're going to use the adamantium bullet to kill X-24. The one part that I was like, oh shit, that was actually really subtle, but that was a really good scene, was when she takes the cross and turns it into a
the X. Yeah.
I thought that was great.
I called that.
You called that? That was one of the things I couldn't call.
No. I gotta really take my credit. Tell him, bro. Tell him when I watched that shit.
You called it. I said,
she gotta make an X with that. She walked back to the grave, turned that joint over. He was like, damn.
Bro, that's one thing I didn't see coming, and I was like, damn, that actually hit me hard.
The one thing I saw coming.
No, wait, Jesus, why are you taking Jesus?
I saw coming is when they were going down the highway with the automatic cars and the horses came out, and I was like, please don't help this black family because you're going to get them killed.
No,
please don't help this black family get killed.
But
here we go again.
Shout out to Soul Glow.
Yeah, my man,
Soul Glow was in the movie. I don't know if y'all ever watched, if y'all ever watched Coming to America. He was the homie that was hating the whole movie.
He was also the doctor on ER, one of those old doctor shows.
Oh, Eric LaSalle. Yeah, he was the doctor.
So he was really going buck Wolverine. He really was going to shoot him anyway.
But first of all,
you got my family killed.
But no, wasn't that such a good scene too, to see them all, like Logan finally like relaxing for a second in the movie,
where
and that's when Patrick Stewart or Xavier was like, this is what real life feels like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I thought that was very touching how at the end they're kind of laughing. You finally saw X-23 smile and stuff like that, but just as quickly as they got relaxed, all hell broke loose, and so then right there, that's like relationships, right? Right now, when someone's like, they've been hurt a lot, they let their guard down, then they get hurt again, they're like, screw that, nope, no more, you know what I mean? I thought that movie, this movie was subtle in so many ways that made it very good. And again, like, I loved it. You know, what would you, on a scale of 1 to 10, Bravo, what would you give the movie?
I'd say 8.5.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Sure. I give it a 9.
7.
9.
Did you just say 7?
No. I did. Too much violence.
Oh my God.
9. 9.
9.2.
You're calling me right now. What the hell?
Bro, just making a 5. I feel AJ's that person. Yo, what did you rate it? 5 out of 7. Where did that rating system come from?
It's obvious my brother works at Verizon because we got to work with decimals and stuff.
What
would you give?
I would give it a 9 as well. It was really well done. And one of the few superhero movies that kind of really got me into it.
And you know what? I'm going to have to go along with the rest of y'all. I'm going to have to say, I would say a 9. What would you rank it amongst all the superhero movies you've seen thus far? Is this your favorite? Is it anyone in here's favorite?
No. What do you think's my favorite?
No.
All right, Bravo.
Yeah. I exclude it. So.
It's not my favorite, but it's definitely in my top three, without a doubt.
What is your favorite, real quick? We got a couple minutes.
Winter Soldier.
Really?
I can understand that.
It's because it was...
I said,
it's a spy movie disguised with a superhero movie. And that's what Logan's a Western, you know, with superhero stuff in it. Those are the type of movies that are just great. And those are the ones that could be Oscar worthy.
True, yeah. True. What is your favorite, Aubrey?
First thing that pops into my head is Doctor Strange.
Really? You didn't like Star Wars?
Fool you!
Got two fists with your name on it, Bravo.
To be honest, man, I can't pick at this point.
Don't say first class.
No. It's not. Well, at one time, I would have said first class.
Spider-Man from Japan.
But some of these, like with the Avengers, how I felt, you know, when you first see them, then you get used to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I would have to like try to really get in the mindset of how I felt when I first saw all of these movies. And if I was to do that, I have to go with the most recent one, and that was the Captain America Civil War.
Okay.
And yeah. It was great.
It was good.
Which one could you watch over and over and over again?
I watched First Class more than I watched anything.
Then it's probably first.
It
was Michael Fassbender. Wasn't
probably
it?
My top five, if not definitely my top three. I'm not sure what my favorite superhero movie is overall. Deadpool. That's a difficult question. And no, it's not Deadpool. It's like, Deadpool would be like a solid top seven.
All right, we got 1 minute. What movie would you say, AJ?
Is there a movie you would say?
He just said he doesn't.
I have no.
Okay. All right. What would you say?
So I don't have a lot of experience with superhero movies. This is definitely my top three. If I had to at least say with somewhere else, another movie within the top three, The Dark Knight for me.
Okay.
Like the Dark Knight itself.
See, if you're gonna take it back, I might have to say like Superman 2 with the Zod, the original ones.
With the cellophane shield.
It was great. I don't care.
It was.
It was nostalgia. Yeah. Great, but I think aside from that, I'm either gonna have to say Iron Man 1 or Civil War, because both of them, I thought the first Iron Man was like fantastic. So guys, giving up another great podcast next week. And guys, we got this GamerCast going to be coming on soon. You guys check it out. AJ been playing the Switch, so has Ed.
I was playing the Switch like half the show.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, dude.
Still is.
Like, you notice how I start talking like towards the second half of the show? Like, that's because I put it down.
AJ died too many times.
And so, shout out to Jorge, who's not here tonight, but he's always here in spirit. And we're all about to just go get some buffalo wings. So, guys, have a great night, and we will see you next week.
Peace out, y'all.
Party nerds, legato, 80s cartoon medley, transform.